You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, he is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
We already thank you in advance for Bonetta's three jobs. We thank you that each offer is better than the one before. And because you said in your word that if the enemy is found, he has to pay back. How much time? Seven times more than what he stole. So, Bonetta, that's a big paycheck increase. Just receive it. Just receive it. Give it a time and a date. What's the time, guys? 10:34. What's the date?
March 8th.
Because the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is. So I always try to keep my time and date of when I started believing God for something. Because the enemy will try to tell you, Crystal, you didn't get it. And then you go back and you tell them, no, at such and such date and such time, that's when it happened. Okay? I don't have to see it to know that it happened. That's what faith is. If you had to see everything to know that you got it, then you wouldn't need faith. Don't get me started now. Y'all know I'm started already, right? All right. So we're talking about spiritual growth. We're going to talk about, turn to your neighbor and say, you got a neighbor? You got a neighbor? You got a neighbor? Everybody got a neighbor? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor?
Neighbor.
Is he saying it's time to grow up?
Yeah.
What your neighbor say? Your neighbor agree with it? Or they say, I ain't growing nowhere. All right. They got a fight in the back here. No, I'm good. right, so we've been talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. When I was, let's read this together. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. How many of you guys continued your exercise? Your exercise was to, when you act like a child, you were to, or got kind of upset about something, you were to ask yourself, am I childlike? Am I acting like a child? Anybody did that within the last few days? Okay. All right, give me a mic. You raise your hand, you get a mic. Okay, order from Kinko's.
And I went there to pick it up. And it was not right.
Tim laughing at you. And it wasn't right, and what happened?
Well, I brought it to his attention, uh-huh. The young man. And I said, this is not the right size. It's too big. I need it to be the exact size that I sent it.
Uh-huh.
And he had a little issue with that.
Okay.
And then I explained. Once again, it had crop marks. Don't fill it. Let's look at it.
Okay.
He tried printing it 5 times.
Okay.
And I got a little upset with him, so I walked away from him. And I thought about it, and I asked myself about the childish behavior. Childish behavior wanted to take the mouse from him and print it myself. But I grew up, and I just went to the counter and said, let's pretend like this came out right, and I'm going to go now.
Okay.
And you just keep that, and I'm going to leave.
Okay.
And then I just went somewhere else and ordered it again.
Okay, so. Amen. All right, awesome. You see how she adjusted herself? Okay, all right. Who else? Sharon?
Mine just recently happened Friday.
Okay.
Over HPCC, I was doing praise and worship.
Okay.
And previously, you know, put together your lineup, you make sure you know everything, you're working on your script, and, you know, everything's cool. And when I got there, there was some little adjustments that okay. needed to be made.
Okay.
And there were adjustments that could not be helped.
Gotcha.
My
okay.
sound tech was a little bit late because okay. of things happening on the job. I could gotcha. Totally understand that.
Okay.
But then when it came time to do my actual sound check, none of my music was where my music was
Ooh.
Supposed to be.
Okay.
And it was like the emotions started to well up. Now I'd spent all my time doing some dumb, dumb, dumb. I was prepared. Now I got to figure out, oh, Lord, what am I going to do with it? Just, I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Okay.
I just had to pull it in.
Okay.
Pull it in and put on my big girl panties
uh-huh.
and say that, hey, it is what it is. Everything happens for a reason. It's not the end of the world. You got thousands of pieces of music that you could sing. Pull something out and sing it.
Come on.
And so I ended up, and, you know, I was trying real hard not to even let that pride thing get
uh-huh.
in the way, because it was like I sang a couple of those songs the last week when
okay.
I ministered. Hey, God doesn't it doesn't matter to him how many times you sing the same song.
Okay.
It would have been my pride getting in the way,
Ooh.
Saying, oh, no, I can't sing that song.
Okay.
Yes, you can sing. And it did, and everything turned out fine.
Amen. So did y'all hear when she said, I've sung multiple songs before? Did you hear the woman's voice come up? I'm telling you, things be clicking. All right, who else? Thank you, Sharon. Nelson, might come your way.
Most of the time with me, every time that I've noticed it in the last couple of weeks has been when I'm driving.
Okay.
And you see somebody cut across like 4 lanes and you're like, what are you doing? And people pull out in front of you, people just, and I was just like, and I'm getting mad and I'm yelling at people and I'm like, okay, this is what he's talking about.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, so I just need to. So now I'm just like, I hope you make it.
Okay.
So I'm just like, instead of getting mad and everything, I'm just like, ooh, I hope he makes it. And, so it's a little more calm driving now.
Yeah, amen. Awesome. So that's your continuation, guys. Just ask yourself, am I acting childlike? And the Holy Spirit will answer you. All right? So now, I changed the title to grow or not to grow. Because what I'm recognizing is that some people want to grow and some people want to stay the same. Yeah, y'all agree with that?
Yeah.
So what I'm about to teach you on today, what I found, Roslyn. I'm talking to Roslyn. Roslyn got a friendly face. I'm talking to Roslyn. What I found, Roslyn, after doing my research, this is a great number. Between 70 and 80% of Christians are still carnal. That's a large number, isn't it? Okay? All right, so let's talk about the behavior of carnal. But I got to find a scripture for it first, right? Y'all okay with that? 1 Corinthians chapter 3 in the Message. But for right now, friends, this is Paul talking. Paul in the Bible. Okay? But for right now, friends, I'm completely frustrated by your unspiritual dealing with each other and with God. Well, we're talking about each other. You mean tell me we can deal unspiritual with each other? How could that be? Can y'all give me an example of how you could be unspiritual with each other? Talking about somebody behind the back, okay? How else can you be unspiritual with each other? Yes, ma'am.
I could have been unspiritual with Spencer on Friday by just going into, I could have blessed him out. I could have said some ugly things to him.
Yeah, what you doing late, man? Don't you know it? My sound check? All right, what else? How else can we be unspiritual? None of y'all got unspiritual with people? Faith, coming your way.
Being short.
Okay.
Or just direct. Too direct.
Too direct.
People.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like cut them off or just squash them, whatever. They just squash their joy right then and there.
Just squash.
With your words.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Monty?
My sister and I got lunch with each other on Saturday, and she was saying some really special, interesting things.
Okay, special, interesting, yeah.
And I said, you know what? Her husband works across the street. I can just leave her here. But I said, no.
Okay.
I'm going to take her back home. That's my sister.
Mighty the grown, boy. Mighty the grown. Before, Mighty wouldn't even thought like that. Wow. Next time, try it. Just see what happens. No, I'm just joking. But it says, frustrated by your unspiritual dealing with each other and with God. So we can be unspiritual with God? Yeah. I'm just reading what the scripture says. You're acting like infants in relation to Christ, capable of nothing more but than nursing at the breast. That's what it says in the Bible. Does the Bible say breast right there? Yeah. Can I say breast right here? Yeah. So when a child is breastfeeding, they don't do nothing else. They just focus on, this tastes good. Oh, I'm right here. They might do the arms a little bit and stuff like that, but the lips are getting moving. Okay? So he said, you're doing nothing much more than nursing at the breast. Well then, I'll nurse you since you don't seem capable of anything more. That scripture is saying you just want to stay right where you are because that's your happy place. So to ask you to let go of the breast and grow might be a problem. Y'all follow me? Y'all looking at me kind of intense. Well, what y'all getting out of just that scripture? So you're not capable of anything else. So let's just stay where you are. Since you won't let me go no further. Oh, go ahead. Might come your way. This is a Happy Meal lunch.
It just makes me think about when a child's nursing, they're receiving pleasure. We're not, a mother is not expecting them to do more. But then God is expecting. He has show me what I paid for type of mentality with us. Like, let's go ahead and do sacrifice. Come on, let's do. I did the ultimate sacrifice. Okay. You can do a little bit of sacrifice.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So you mean tell me that the only reason the child is nursing so they can stop feeding off the mom's breast and go somewhere and do something? Yeah, y'all see that? Okay, Nicole.
It makes me think on Mondays I take this kickboxing class. Uh-huh. And we take a picture at the end. If you look at the picture, it looks like, because we all dressed.
Okay.
It looks like we all worked out.
Okay.
But there are several people in the class you don't want to work out with because they got the everything, head to toe, all the gear.
Okay.
but they're not working no harder.
Come on now.
From last year when we worked out to this year.
Come on.
They do not want to break a sweat and fuss at the teacher when she make you do too much.
Ooh.
We came here to work out.
Okay. They fuss at the teacher because the teacher only trying to get you what to do what you paid for. All right, I'm going to keep on going, okay? Because y'all grunting at me, okay? All right? As long as you grab for what makes you feel good or makes you look important, are you really much different than a babe at the breast? So you're only going to sign up for what can be seen. You don't want to work on Thursday night because you work on Thursday night, not as many people here as on Sunday. And somebody might not see me do what I do. Content only when everything's going your way. Y'all talk to me. What does it look like when everything's going your way? Pastor, I want to serve you. I want to serve you. I want to help you. I want to help this church. I want this church to grow. But let Pastor correct you. See, this is the thing about forgiveness, Ross. I forgot to tell people this. Y'all mind if I talk about forgiveness for a moment? So I'm upset with you because you're not doing what you said you were going to do. And you mad at me because I corrected you for not doing what you're supposed to do. I'm looking at the clock. That's a safe place, looking at the clock. So then you've been taught to forgive me for approaching you. But what you don't know, I had to pray to God to ask him to help me forgive you because I had to get somebody else to take your place when you wasn't doing your job. But then you mad at me when I had to get somebody else, and then I had to ask God to forgive me for the anger I felt towards you. And then because I'm more mature than you are, and how do I know I'm more mature than you are? Because I'm the one that approached you and say, is everything okay? Because you look like you treat me different now since I approached you, but you told me that if I found you doing things not right, not ethical, or not up to par of the ministry, I have the right to adjust you. But see, I got to go over and check on you to see whether you are right when you started the issue. And I went over there because you still sucking the breast and I'm holding the Father's hand. Okay, can I go away from the clock now? Is it okay to look at people? So see, while you thinking about forgiving me, I already forgave you because forgiveness for me is a lifestyle. Because see, nothing good is going to happen for me while I'm in resentment towards you. While you in resentment towards me, all your stuff has stopped. But my stuff continues to flow. So you continue to suck the breast while I continue to hold my Father's hand. The relationship is totally different. Follow me? So the next time you get mad at me or somebody you're sitting with, you ask yourself, is he forgiving me? Had he forgiven me already and I don't know about it? Because see, that's what spiritual people do. That's what we're talking about, growing spiritual. Spiritual people move on. Babes hold on to the breast. I'm still looking at the clock. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Because see, the lifestyle, see, I got too much going on to walk in forgiveness towards you, unforgiveness towards you. Too much going on. I'm praying for the church. I'm praying for the ministry. I'm praying for those. Y'all been seeing people's faces that you're supposed to be praying for? They're popping up. You got to be praying for them. I can't pray for them if I'm in unforgiveness towards you. So I want to turn this into something you need to reflect on about yourself. Who is it that you need to let go of the breast and walk up to and say, hey, please forgive me? Y'all can do it now. So shut your eyes. If they're in here, if they're not in here, call them on the phone right now. So shut your eyes. So Father, in the name of Jesus, if you show me the person I need to forgive, I'm going to get off the breast and I'm going to walk over to that person or call them on my cell phone and ask them to forgive me. And if they're not home, I'm going to leave them a voicemail. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Will, you might well give me some music. Ed, you might well dim the lights. If he's showing to you, go to him. So just get in your head that you don't have to, they don't have to receive your forgiveness and all that kind of stuff. You know, they're going to say that nothing was wrong. And you say, okay, that's fine. But I needed to do this. You got me? Any questions on that? when one of you says, I'm of Paul, I am on Paul's side, and another says, I'm for Apollos, aren't you being totally carnal? And let's translate that in. Well, I go to this church. You go to that church. My church is better than your church. Do they all serve Jesus Christ? If they do, then we're okay. Who do you think Paul is anyway? Or Apollos, for that matter. Servants. That's all we are. That's each one. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you know you're a servant, right? Both of us, servants who waited on us as you gradually learn to entrust your lives to our mutual master. So all of us serving the same God if you believe in Jesus Christ as Lord. So we're all servants, and all servants are trying to do is to get the next person to the next level. Because you can't go to the next level if you don't help somebody else get there. We each carry our own servant's assignment. Uh-oh. You got an assignment? If you don't have one, you need to ask for one. We got plenty we can give you. I planted the seed. So you might share something with somebody. That's your planting. But see, what we want to do there, we want to stand right there and watch you grow. See whether you're going to grow. So if they are not growing fast enough, then I'm going to dig Dale up and replant them. Because if Dale was growing, then I would say I planted them right. But that's Dale's choice. It's Wayne's choice. It's Nicole's choice. It's your choice, whether you grow or not. Apollo's water, but check this out. But who's going to get an increase? But God made you grow. And how is he going to make you grow? When you make a decision, you're ready to grow. But don't stand watching to see whether they grow. You should be planting another seed by that time. See what I'm saying? Like when Bonetta applied for the job, she ain't just going to apply for one job. Apply for all of them. And then they call in the back. Boom, 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 boom. No, this company offered me this. And you offer me what? You got to keep planting, guys. My wife and I took this cup out to dinner. I'm just talking about planting because that's what I'm talking about. You can plant a whole lot of stuff. And we waited years to be able, they always treated us to dinner. But last night, and I would get tense. Sure, I would get tense. Say tense. Yeah. You know, because my wife would wait till the last minute to tell us that we're paying for a meal. And see when I didn't have finances, you know, that wasn't in the budget. That wasn't in the budget, Porter. Dave Ramsey wasn't in the budget. So we drive up to this restaurant, and Carolyn said, by the way, we paying for the meal. I said, okay. I had an attitude. That's that. Like, boom, bring it on. Write this down. God told Carolyn and I to sow your way out of debt. Because see, I got tired of sucking on the milk, sucking on the breast. You know, when you're holding on to the breast, you can't go nowhere else. But sow your way out of debt. Some of y'all in debt. You got to sow your way. Teresa told y'all today, and other people been talking, Sharon been talking about it. If you've been tithing, it's time for you to go up to the next level. I don't want your money, but he needs your money. Do he need your financial money? No, he needs your heart. Ain't no give God, I'm not going to offer go into an offering. Well, you're not ready to go to the next level. Where your heart is, there is your treasure also. So if money is your treasure, you're going to hold on to it. If your child, your treasure, you're going to hold on to it. Follow me? Anyway, I got excited about giving. Y'all see what I'm saying? That's more of the story. More of the story. God made you grow. All right, so y'all want to know what carnal Christians do? Everybody want to know what carnal Christians do? I mean, if y'all want to know that the way y'all was listening on Bonetta's phone call when she was calling over here, then I know I got y'all's attention. Everybody was quiet on this side right here. They were like, no, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. It's okay to joke in church. Carnal Christians, y'all want to take a look at that?
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, a secret sense of pride. Say pride. An exalted feeling in view of your success or your position. So carnal Christians, what they're going to do is they're going to make sure, you know, they're not operating in pride. They don't want you to think it's pride, but they want to make sure they name drop. Y'all know anybody name drop? About how many degrees they got? What? How else? Y'all shout it out to them. How people exalt themselves? What they do? Their skills. What kind of car they drive? How much money they make? Where they live? Job title. How long they been in Jesus? Okay, oh, no, he didn't. He just slammed that. You got a sword, give it to me. How long they been in Jesus? What school their kids go to? And you know how long they've been in Jesus, because after you pray the prayer, you were asked to pray the prayer, right? And what they going to do? Let me add something. Because you guys show, oh, I know another one. Y'all, I haven't heard this in here, so I y'all mature. If the pastor say, I want to turn to such and such, they'll scream out loud. Yeah, that's chapter 3, verse 14. Y'all remember them people? Y'all remember them people? They started out like, yeah, I know that. Yeah, yeah. Or I've been at some churches where they'll tap you. And you know, when you were highlighting your Bible tale, what they would do is they would tap you. See, I already got that highlighted. Say carnal. Okay. Number two, love of human praise. Now, I'm talking about carnal people. Carnal Christians. That means you're a Christian, but you're carnal. Okay? So, if you're a carnal Christian, then your number one focus is you. Everything is self-centered. It's not Christ-centered, it's self-centered. Okay? So, the love of human praise, a secret fondness to be noticed. Love of superiority. So, everything they do has an air about it. That I'm up here and you down here. And no matter how hard you try, Latrice, you're not coming up here. You follow me? Because I'm going to shoot your stuff down. But see, it's human praise. Look at me. Look what I did. I serve on 5 ministries. I sang 6 songs, and you sang 3. Well, the rule of thumb was you're supposed to sing 3. But because you operating in pride and like human, then you want to stay up there as long as you can, even if that means my time gets short. Because after all, you know best. You got the sword? Or you got a question? Okay.
And I do have a question. Okay. Not a question, but not a question, but I have a comment actually about the look at me, I'm the best. So I don't know what movie I saw. This was a long time ago, okay. But there was a line in the movie that says, it said, ask yourself, why do you believe in Christ? Why do you believe in Jesus? Is it for his glory or for yours?
Ooh, okay.
So I think that carnal Christians might be doing it for their glory, mm-hmm, not
there you
for
go.
His.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Because see, they want to be supreme by any means necessary. You see what I'm saying? So they're going to hang around with Christians not to get them saved, but to remind them how up they are and how down you are. You follow me? I got a question in the back.
So, well, a carnal Christian, is that a person who will be like, well, I pray for you.
There you go.
I pray for your situation. Mm-hmm. Like they always have to tell you. Like, if you pray for me, that's fine. Uh-huh. But don't tell me every time you see me. Like, I pray for your situation. You know what I mean? Like,
that's a carnal.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Cause what they want to do? They want to be seen. So Faith, just in case you almost equal to me because you're sitting in the same seat beside me and you go to the same church that I go to, I got to find a way to put you down. Because, see, you needed prayer, child. Can I be real with y'all? Is it okay? Can we read this one out loud together, guys? A touchy, sensitive spirit. A disposition to resent and retaliate when corrected. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, yeah. You know anybody like that? How many times do you hear in a given Sunday how offended somebody is? She said it all loud. Give her a mic right here. A touchy and sensitive spirit. I mean, that means they touch you all the time. But would you encounter that?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, you don't have call names, but tell me what you encounter.
Well.
Without calling names. Or you can't tell them without calling names.
Right.
Okay, well, take the mic. Take the mic. I mean, they're always touchy, though. I mean, if you say, can you sit? Do you mind sitting right here? Well, that's not where I want to sit. And ushers, am I lying on anybody? Nope. I mean, they're always touchy about something. If you spoke to them, you spoke too loud. If you didn't speak to them, you were wrong because you didn't speak. If you asked them to wait in line, not to grab the food, you know, I'm going to serve you the food. Then how come you got to serve me the food? How come I can't get my own? Y'all know people like that? Just hope to God that you're not the one we're talking about. But they're always sensitive. You can't say nothing to them. You try to say it. You say it nice. Would you mind? You know, open-ended question. Would you mind if you would do such and such, such and such? I could use your help if you could help me. Please help me. Not my Sunday to serve. How come you ain't asked Nicole? Nicole was standing right beside you. You passed right by Nicole. And then, see, you can't get spiritual and say, well, God told me to ask you. So you just leave that alone. What if God wants to do something in us where we got to step out of comfort into uncomfortable? Because, see, as long as you're comfortable, you're always going to get what you got right now. You can't grow being comfortable. Okay. Number four, self-will. A stubborn, say unteachable. Can y'all tell when somebody unteachable? How can y'all tell? Y'all talk to me. Unteachable spirit. A argumentative, talkative spirit, which loves to be convinced. Now, I want y'all to lock in on this convinced thing. This is going to set you free. When a person is self-willed and stubborn, they love it, Wayne, when you try to convince them. Oh yeah. I want y'all to grab that thing, because a lot of y'all are spending time trying to convince somebody, and they love it. Rosalind, they love it. They get excited about it. Because mentally, on the inside of us, there's something inside of us say, I'm going to be the one to change them. But the scripture that we read earlier says, Paul planted, Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. God is the only one that can change them. Now, the thing that people don't want to look at is how God has to go about to get them to change. But so what they do is, I see your mic coming your way. They back up. And what they do is, they want you to spend time and draw in. And the more you draw in, the more they lay back. Because, see, their thing is, I'm going to make them squirm. See, I just remember that teacher. What was that third grade teacher? White hair, Tim, you might remember Madeline. She was third grade teacher. And we all went, huh? Miss Woods. That was her name, Miss Woods. Miss Woods was tough. Because Miss Woods was a substitute. Miss Woods would go to another school next day. Miss Woods didn't care flying hoot. So when people wouldn't pay attention in the class, Miss Woods would say, you want what I got. Meaning that she already got her degree, and she was teaching, okay? So that's how you need to look at people when they got that arrogant attitude that they want you to convince them that Jesus Christ is the only way. You know where you're going. That's all I got to say about it. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I noticed that they'll ask a question that's not really a question.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So they'll make a statement, but then they raise their voice at the end,
uh-huh,
like a question mark, but it was never a question.
Never a question. So let's pray right now about this thing, because some of us have this thing on the inside of us that I'm the one that's going to change your life. Y'all, anybody deal with that? I'm the one that's going to change your life? I see two hands, two honest hands, three honest hands. Okay, so let me just pray for those three honest people. Okay, just the three honest people, stand up for me, please. Now, if y'all want to add in, y'all can stand up, but, you know, all I had was those three people. Y'all ready? Okay. So repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I desire healing. And that part of me that says, I need to prove to you that I can minister to you, that I'm the one I will bring you in. I release myself from that lie. I now see that either I plant and somebody else water, but you will give the increase. Now that I'm free, when I minister to people and I see they don't want to hear it, I'm going to stop and say it was good talking to you. And I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, to remind me when I'm doing this. In Jesus' name, amen. It's a fun place to be, man. Time and date, put it on. Next time you're talking to somebody, you can see it. Crystal said, so what we're going to do is we're just going to stop right in the sentence. Hey, you have a good day. Number five, okay. Yes, ma'am.
I was talking to a friend of mine that I've been knowing for a long time.
Okay.
And she was telling me yesterday about she was going to consolidate her credit cards and stuff and everything. I said, instead of doing that, why don't you start just paying on the smallest credit card bill?
Go ahead.
And, you know, close that out. Mm-hmm. And then take the next one that's a little bit higher. And on until all of them is paid. Mm-hmm. Then she said something about, I think it's better for the go ahead and consolidate the bills and stuff like that and go ahead and get it over with. And then she said something about, but that goes against your credit or something. I said, well, the way I was telling you, it's not going to go against your credit.
Come on now. Go ahead, Lee. Really?
So she was kept on talking about it. I said, okay.
There you go. See how easy that was? Y'all try that. We're going to try it. We're going to say, okay. Okay. See, some of y'all can't even say okay. Come on. hey, look, this is scripture. Y'all find the scripture. It said, by your fruit, you should know them. So anybody that you're seeking advice from need to have some fruit in their life. So if you're seeking advice about marriage and they've been married 5 times, we might have a little problem with some fruit. You seeking advice about finances and they living with the mama and they 45? We ain't got no fruit. So find the scripture for me, would you? Matthew 7. Go ahead, Mike, come your way. Matthew 7. Right here, Nicole.
Matthew 7:20. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them.
Okay. By the fruit you know what? Know them. Okay. So, I think, is Lloyd still out there? Bathroom? Okay, all right. So, when I found out that Lloyd cycled, I looked at Lloyd and I saw how slim he was. And I said, so what you doing, man? He said, I cycle. I said, I heard you cycle. Will you cycle? He said, well, you know, do 50, 75, 100 miles. So did he have any fruit? Yeah. Let's go on to five. Oh, somebody working on five. Carnal fear. Uh-oh. A man-fearing fear. A man-fearing spirit, which shrinks from being, all in ministry. All in, y'all know what all in is? 100%. All in ministry. Or, I mean, just so y'all won't think I'm trying to be selfish. All in employment. All in your careers. Can your job count on you to do what you're supposed to do? Or are you going to get passive aggressive on them? I'm just talking about carnal Christians. So what happened is, I'm going to do it just enough, but I'm going to leave stuff behind so that somebody else has to come and get it done. But the fear of man is, I'm going to mess up. I'm going to make a mistake. I'm not going to be good enough. But a carnal Christian is not relying on themselves. I mean, a spiritual Christian is not relying on themselves to get it done. They're relying on their relationship with him to get it done. Now, Jesus is not going to write for you, okay? But he'll give you what to write. He's not going to count for you, but he'll show you how to count. So a carnal Christian, they deal with a man-fearing spirit. I might not say, we're going to have a meeting. It's amazing what you can find out when you talk to people. Y'all say amazing. So we're going to have a meeting about music ministry because we wanted to create a band. Is it okay to do a band, Nicole? And then I just happened to be talking to somebody. Can I share with you what I found out? I happened to be talking with somebody, and I find out, Candace, I thought you were the only one that played keyboard. Then I find out that we have a classic piano player living in the house. Say, in the house. Did y'all know she played piano? And then I find out, I'm coming your way. What we found out about Will? Other than he can say, what else? I find out that sitting in our midst, you won some kind of award in high school for singing?
I did.
Did y'all hear him? I thought he said it real low. Can I get a mic? Can I get a mic? Come on.
Actually, I wanted for playing the trumpet.
Oh, so he plays the instrument.
Yeah. I won the music award my senior year in high school.
Did y'all know that about Will?
No.
I'm just talking about carnal fear. Now you know that the pastor been wanting to start a band, but you halfway in. Instead of being all in. We got drum equipment back here. We bought drum equipment. The girl left. Who else played the drum? Anybody in here play the drum? Oh, so you play the drum. Yes, sir. Faith, you play drums. Did y'all know Faith played drums?
No.
If it's okay with y'all, I just want to talk about all in. Just because you're singing in one ministry, can you stretch yourself and let go of the breast and step over into a no? Okay. I just inquire my mind, want to know. I don't know what happened to your pastor, but I love where I'm at. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor, stop being so passive aggressive. Come all in. So now that we're free, would y'all mind sharing with me? Raise your hand if you play an instrument. Can we get a mic? Oh, okay, so we start out with him. So Curly, make sure. No, Teresa is a scribe. Teresa, make sure you write these names down. We got them down already, though. Oh, Teresa got the list. Okay. All right. We're going to call it out next Sunday. Go ahead and just pass it down.
Okay. I play the trumpet, sing a little bit, and a limited key keyboard.
Limit the keyboard, okay.
Yeah, but I can I know the notes and I can play the piano.
Okay. So I guess it's not limited, huh? Okay. He know the notes. Okay. All right. Miss Ashley.
I play the flute, the piccolo, the oboe, and all the saxophones. Sing a little bit too.
So I'm just letting you know when we had that meeting. Ashley, pay attention. Pay attention. if child care is a problem, you bring your children. Okay, bring your children to this meeting. All right, who else? So, okay. You got her? Oh, can you put down piano? Uh-huh, for banana. Cheryl, what you got?
Many years ago, I played the piano.
Okay, you did?
Many years ago.
Yeah. And what would stop you from playing it now?
I don't have a piano to practice on.
Okay, all right, okay. All right, right in the bike. You heard her. Just right in the bike. Who else? We got more than that, though, don't we?
Yeah.
We do?
Yeah, we do. I do have that list.
Okay, all right. Make sure Curly and I get that list. So Sunday, I call them out. How many of you guys got your own instruments? You got your own instrument. Top gun. What'd you play? Come on, get the man the mic. Faith, give him the mic.
I don't play, but I was given an acoustic guitar.
Okay. Yeah. You don't play it, though?
I try to dibble with it a little bit. Yeah.
You play acoustic? Okay.
I played the bells in high school.
Uh-huh.
I played cymbals, and I marched bass drum in college.
Okay.
And I sing a little bit.
So can you do steel drums as you did marching drums? see how y'all pastor did that day? I did it cool. Wayne?
Yeah, I have a digital piano, but I've really just been dabbling with it. Okay. But I can bring it in for us, you know, that use the people who can play really play.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. You gonna tell some more on your mama? Oh no, I'm just joking.
I have a flute.
You can you play the flute?
Yeah.
Did we have her name there? Okay. It seemed like it just got added. Anybody else? We good? All right, we're going to go ahead and do our creed. I'm going to stop right here. I did what I needed to do. Just turn to you one more time. Say, neighbor.
From now on,
I'm expecting you to be all in. If you got talents and skills,
bring them to the church.
So I pick up on this on Thursday. We got a total of 11. Fleshly stuff. Okay. Let's do our creed.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.